Today we hear about Jesus feeding the 5,000 people. Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, I think. Is that right? I always get the 5 and the 2 mixed up. He blessed the food and fed these 5,000 men, and I find it fascinating, not counting the women and children, and there were leftovers. Just amazing. It was a miracle. Now, the lesson started out with the words, "Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself." What did he hear when he heard this? Now, if you read the verses before today's lesson, you read the story of John the Baptist, and this gets kind of gruesome, how John's head was cut off by King Herod. And so John's disciples go to Jesus, they were cousins, with the news, John is dead. Jesus was sad. Life was hard. And in this particular moment, it was hard for Jesus, and so he went to be alone. He was feeling empty. But as usually is the case with Jesus, the crowds caught up with him. And he teaches them and he heals them. There's this word compassion that's used in the story. Jesus is with the people. And Jesus says to the disciples, feed them. Give them something to eat. Now, my hunch is the disciples were feeling a little bit empty at that moment, too. They put their hands in their pockets of their tunics and go, God, we're kind of empty here, Jesus. There's not a lot of money. And if we had a whole lot of money, there's not a whole lot of places we can go. All we have is this little bit of fish and this bread. We have nothing. How often do you feel like you have nothing? Nothing emotionally, nothing materialistically, nothing spiritually. That feeling of nothing is not a good feeling to have. But we have a big God. I love that gathering song we did today. My God is so great, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. It's okay to clap. All right. Our God is an awesome God. And God is able to take nothing and do something with nothing. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. In the story of Egypt, when the Hebrew people are there as slaves, God took this Moses guy who was afraid, who was shy, who couldn't talk, he couldn't do anything. He was a nobody, and yet God took Moses and led the people out of slavery in Egypt against the armies of Egypt to freedom. God took a young shepherd boy by the name of David, made him king. David was the youngest in his family. He was a nobody. And yet God made this little boy king of Israel. Jesus talked a lot about little things becoming great, big things. Last week, we read about the mustard seed growing into this big tree where the birds could build their nest. And how a tiny bit of yeast in that flour and water will make that dough rise and get bigger and become great, big, beautiful bread. And today, Jesus takes a little bit of bread and fish. Other gospel stories tell us the bread and the fish belong to who? A little boy. A nobody in the big picture of things. But Jesus takes this gift, this little bit of food, blesses it, and it's more than enough to feed 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. So from a little bit, Jesus provided more than enough for everybody. Share some comments. First, I think that miracles are rarely about ourselves. Let me repeat that. I think that miracles are rarely for us. They're for somebody else. We may be the conduit for the miracle, our times, our gifts, our skills, our money, but the end result, the miracle, is not for you and me, but it is for others to receive the miracle and the blessing. And the miracle is about God and what God is doing in and through us. It's bad theology to think, if I do this or if I give that, then maybe God will bless me with something in return. That's bad theology. God is not an ATM machine that I punch in the numbers and withdraw what I want from God. God does not work that way. God uses us to bless others, to do the miracles through us, and not the miracles for us. That one's kind of tough, isn't it? You know, because we want to think that we're God's children, that God takes care of us, but God wants to do more than take care of us. God wants us to be the blessing to others. The next one I've already mentioned, it's God's ability to take a little bit of whatever and do something big with it. You may not think that you have enough time or money or skill or whatever, but guess what? God can take you and your little bit and make a miracle happen. Don't be afraid to give. Don't think that what you have or what you think you don't have isn't enough, because it is more than enough. God works miracles through little things and through ordinary people. The final thought is about the word compassion. At this time in his ministry, Jesus had attracted the attention of the population. Wherever Jesus went, the crowds followed him. Jesus healed people, and the people brought more people for him to heal. Jesus taught things, and the crowds came to learn even more from him. Wherever he went and was with the people, Jesus had compassion for them, healing them, teaching them, guiding them. Compassion. It was late that day. The disciples wanted Jesus to tell them all to go away. Go home. There's nothing more to see. But Jesus said, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. Imagine the disciples' fear when they heard those words. You give them something to eat. Ouch. Jesus, this is going to take a miracle. We can't do that. But they were wrong. A miracle was about to happen, and the disciples were going to be part of it. And Jesus tells us today, you give them something to eat. Jesus wants his compassion to be our compassion. We are to be a part of the miracles today that help people to be fed, clothed, housed, taken care of. In the welcome, I was talking about our Wednesday night services coming up during Lent. We will center on the words of Jesus in Matthew 5. When you feed, clothe, visited, help someone, you help Jesus. We will be hearing stories of compassion on those Wednesday nights through some of the leaders of agencies like Second Harvest, Salvation Army, Seafarers, Chum, Hospice, the prison ministry. Leaders from these organizations will share how we partner with them to make a difference in the lives of people. Be generous in taking a little bit and sharing it with others in compassion. Hey, Carol, what month is March? Yeah, you know, next month is March. What happens during March? Minnesota Food Share Month. That one. I'm sorry, Carol. I caught her off guard. March Madness will happen next month also. Should we have a pool for March Madness? A fundraiser? I was thinking about some ministry, but yeah. Let me see, because those charts are out there. Well, not yet, but wouldn't that be a cool fundraiser for us to do? Everybody buy a sheet or whatever, and we'll see who's the winner. Chum could be the winner. Minnesota Food Share Month, they double donations that come in for helping people. Our gifts of food and money are multiplied so that your dollar is stretched and goes farther. That's that same story of something little becoming bigger. Be compassionate. Be generous. Listen to the words of Jesus. They need not go away. You give them something to eat. Amen.